Today's podcast sponsor is SuperOps. Elevate your IT managed service provider business with SuperOps, the all-in-one platform that integrates RMM and PSA. Powered by AI-driven insights and automation, SuperOps helps you stay ahead, streamline operations, and boost efficiency. Are you ready for operational excellence? Find out more at atmsp.link/SuperOps.
Again, with my Temu Elgato Light, dude. Light worked fine. It was like Wednesday, 8 o'clock at night. I was the Command Control Power podcast, which is a Apple-based podcast. Those guys have been around forever.
Right.
They finally have moved to StreamYard. I don't know when they switched to StreamYard. And they were doing a live broadcast while they were recording, which, by the way, if you guys want us to do this live on YouTube while we're recording, you can ask. We're not going to do it, but you can ask. Anyway, totally fine all night long, right? The next morning, I came in, had to get on a Zoom, went to turn on the light, dead. Dead light, doesn't work. And I had to reset it, and like it's taken me like 17 tries to reset the Elgato Key Light Air light. Honestly, yeah. Elgato, if you're listening, get your ish together. Been an ear and ear and an ear. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the All Things MSP podcast. My name is Justin Esker. With me always is my good friend, podcast producer extraordinaire, Mr. Eric Anthony. Eric, what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, it's a pretty standard Friday here. Kind of just making sure that we have podcast episodes to record, you know, for the next.
As a good podcast producer should. Yep.
As the producer should, right? We actually do have, in spite of the fact that you and I are taking some time off for different things, and so we've stacked up some in advance, so we're good. We'll have one come out every week. We're still okay. But getting into April, we've got a fairly good number stacked up, so. We will be getting back to guests very, very soon.
Well, that's good. We do have some good stuff coming up. I'm really excited for it. Not a bad Friday. This week has been kind of actually like a little bit crazy. Like Monday was rough, right? And I talked to our team and I was like, Monday was a Monday, if you know what I mean, right? And then like Tuesday was a Monday and Wednesday was a Monday and Thursday was a Monday. And today they were recording on Friday. Even Friday is a Monday. And I'm like, what is going on? Couple things happening in our world. We are making a massive, aggressive push to get everybody up onto macOS 14.4, which is the latest OS. And the reason for this is Apple actually released this really awesome new tool in MDM called DDM because, you know, God, the marketing department needs a paycheck, I guess. But DDM, Declarative Device Management, which is this awesome feature where the Mac can actually report back to the MDM solution with, hey, I have an update I need to run, as opposed to the MDM solution going, I think you need to run this. The Mac going, I'm not sure. The MDM going, I'm telling you. And the computer going, don't tell me what to do. You're not my father. And then the computer, and then the MDM solution going, Luke, he says, I am your father. And then it cuts your hand off. DDM just goes, the Mac just goes, hey, tell me what to, I got something, tell me what to do. And so it gets it done, but it only works in Mac OS 14. And so we're making like this super aggressive push to do stuff. So I've been spending my entire week emailing every one of my clients being like, this computer hasn't been on for a couple of days. We got to get an update, or this computer hasn't been on for a couple of months, or like, why hasn't this computer been on? Which you would think like we'd be more on top of it, but this is a good way also as a reason to reach out to clients. So we're getting back to people who we haven't heard from in quite some time. And like, let's be honest, it's not that we're bad consultants. It's just that sometimes clients fall off the map for a while. They're busy. They have jobs to do. They shouldn't be calling you. That's kind of the point. And so it's like really weird for me to write to like the operations person at a client or the administrative assistant or whoever it is being like, hey, long time no talk. You've been paying us. We've been doing our job. Everyone's happy. Just FYI. Do this for me. You know what I mean? So that's been my week is getting that stuff done, as well as I'm still watching data move from one Synology to another, which has been going on 3 weeks now, which is unbelievable, which my client and everyone who's listening is going to relate to the story. We built out this entire Synology solution. We replaced their old broken ones with a new one with an expansion unit. We went from like four Synologies to like one unit. It's in high availability, so it's really two units, whatever. We've been working on this project for a couple months now. We've been actively on it for 6+ weeks. There was planning involved prior to 6 weeks. Yesterday, they come to us and they go, hey, we found a couple hard drives lying around. Can we get, is there room on the server for this data? And I said, sure. How much data are we talking about? And the person takes out their notebook and goes, 2008 to 2018, 7.4 terabytes over six drives. And I said, okay, cool. 7.4 terabytes across six drives or on each of those drives? They go, no, across the six drives. I said, sure. We have plenty of space for 7.4 terabytes. Okay. 2019 to 2020, 108 terabytes. Are you kidding me right now? What do you mean you just found 108 terabytes? Where has this been? Not to mention, this is video footage. It only goes into 2020. What about the next 4 years? Oh, they're running about 25 to 30 terabytes per year of raw video footage. And they have nowhere to put it. And I'm like, why has this not been brought up to us beforehand? What are you doing? And if you're in the car and you're listening to this and laughing right now, please tell me you feel my pain. So now we have to build them a whole other box. And so we decided to go with the Beast, which if you don't know Synology's, Synology's biggest model is a 16 bay. It's a RS4021 XS Plus. And if you know Synology numbers, you know that those last two digits are the year the device came out. So 4021 came out in 2021. And with that fully loaded and the expansion bay fully loaded, it'll get them about 400 terabytes of space for this, for basically the same price. And there's no room for expansion. There's nothing else beyond that. For basically the same price, we're going to buy them the HD 6500, which is the 30 bay unit that is built for if you want to run your own private cloud out of your office. Because in total, if we buy them 48 12 terabyte drives as opposed to 28 18 terabyte drives, it's the same price and they still have 12 drives to expand with, and they can slap on five expansion boxes in case they just magically find more stuff, because 12 terabyte drives are $180 and 18 terabyte drives are $650. So like all of this came about yesterday when they were like, by the way, we found this drive in a drawer. Oh, wait. And here's even the best part. We figured out the total they have right now is about 215 terabytes of data, right? Fine. The maximum storage pool on a Synology, no matter what unit you buy, is 200 terabytes. So we actually have to build it in such a way, this way we don't end up with 200 terabytes and a 15 terabyte. We have to build
right. It.
So it makes more like logistical sense within the volumes. See, and you guys think I only just like take care of Max. No, man, I'm building out hardcore Synologies. Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. That's my story.
So you're looking at almost half a petabyte.
If we build out the 4812s on a RAID 5 will be something like 450 terabytes of raw storage for them. Yeah. Ridiculous, right?
It is, but I also understand, you know, having done a little bit of video production myself, I understand why you keep that raw footage and just the massiveness of raw footage when it comes out of camera. Because when you shoot, especially if you're shooting at 4K or higher with 10-bit color,
yeah,
those things get huge, like really fast, like 4 gigs a minute.
I mean, I'm not going to deny that it's going to add up fast, right? Like, there's probably plenty of reasons why they have all of this data. And I'm not going to. And so I even said to them, I was like, what about backing this up? Because like, I don't know how we're going to back this up. And they were like, we don't need to back it up because we have the drives. These drives that they're working from is the primary. So this video vault, this video ingest vault is what I'm calling it, is actually going to be the backup for these drives that they're just passing around. And I was like, okay.
This here's sounds a, like something I'm you need to get you. In writing and have them sign.
Yeah. I'm quoting you too. And you're going to say only why you don't want the second one. So I don't know that. So that's been my week. With my Synology project.
Oh.
And I think now is a great opportunity to talk about two other sponsors of All Things MSP. Movebot is the simplest, fastest data migration and moving tool there is, supporting over 30 storage and email platforms today. Move data like a pro at atmsp.link/movebot. Are you struggling with standardizing Microsoft 365 tenant configurations and keeping them the way you configured them? With Simeon Cloud, you can template your ideal tenant configurations and deploy them with just a click. Auto-deploy configurations for new clients, receive alerts on tenant drifts, and save your team endless hours of manual configurations. So why work for your tenant when it can work for you? Find out more at atmsp.link/CoreView.
So this is what we're going to call the filler episode. This is one of those episodes where like we didn't really come to the table with a topic and we're just going to talk because we need to have an episode just we can stay on calendar. But there's a couple of things that I do want to make sure that we do talk about that it's very self-serving. And, you know, this being our 50 episode, you know, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the family. Thank you to all that are in the All Things MSP Facebook group. I mean, in a past episode, I think we said we're at 10,000 members, but if I'm looking at the website right now, it's 5.3, which by the way, somehow or other, don't ask me how this has happened. If I go to type in Facebook into my URL in Chrome, it just auto loads the All Things MSP podcast, the All Things MSP group. No, it doesn't even bring me to my homepage. My homepage is the All Things MSP group. Yeah, way to go. So thank you to everyone that's in there. Thank you, obviously, to all of our sponsors that are sponsoring CoreView, SuperOps, MoveBot, Contact, Gozinta, and EasyDMark. I'm sure there are others, but I'm just reading the graphic. We would love to like hear more from you if you're in the group. Tell us what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about. Tell us if you want to be on the show, because we want this to be more about you guys and less about me complaining about my Synology clients.
Well, and to be fair, if they want to tell us more about what kind of content they want, what kind of things concern them, conveniently, we have a survey for that. And it's still open. Actually, you know, and I didn't get to explain this on the live stream the other night because I ran out of time, but I'm leaving the survey up pretty much permanently. Because what I decided was, I think this is a very good entry point for people who join the group when they get that welcome message, that they get a link to the survey so they can fill it out and tell us why they joined the group. What do they want, for joining the group? And, you know, there was a lot of good information that came out of the survey. So if you didn't fill it out, please do so. atmsp.link/survey.
And then also, big announcement, we've talked about this before, but we do have a Patreon now, patreon.com/allthingsmsp. And I'm sure Eric was waiting for me to announce this or was hoping that I wasn't going to, but I'm going to do it anyway. We're building out some more in it. Right now we have two plans. You can just be a friend of the group and get your name listed in our credits and in the live stream. And then our more expensive one, we're going to start doing some Q&A. So this way you have like private one-on-one time, like an open door kind of thing to talk to either Eric or myself about your business, about what you want to do, things like that. As well as we're going to start producing some exclusive content.
Make it sound like it's OnlyFans.
Well, I was going to say where Eric's just going to keep saying Microsoft 365. By the way, I've been telling that story for a week now. That is a great story. So check out our Patreon. And then what's the threadless.com/allthingsmsp,
I think.
threadless.com/allthingsmsp. Nope. Maybe it's all things at MSP. We'll find it and we'll just, it shows you where we're at with things. allthingsmsp.threadless. Now this is, we're going to make real good stuff. Anyway, we do have a t-shirt store. You can support us there. We'll have a link to that. You can buy the puzzle. Or we'll figure out the link and we'll post it somewhere. But yeah, I mean, do join all this stuff so we can talk about things. I'm just going to go real quick. There's been some really good chatter in the All Things MSP Facebook group, other than you welcoming everybody and me just saying welcome, welcome, welcome to All Things MSP, which is totally stolen from John Oliver. I like that people are not only asking questions, but they are providing content to help everyone in the group, right? This is a really good group of people where it's not a lot of keyboard warriors. It's not a lot of people fighting. It's people who are wanting to help and wanting to provide content. There is one that I did pick up on. It's from earlier in this week. Nate wrote, I have a new client that will require me to fly to a few locations. How do you calculate the travel costs? And there have been 8 replies. So I'd read them, I skimmed them, but I do want to talk about it a little bit because I thought it was a really good question for anyone who didn't already see it. Travel to clients is a tough thing. And I'm going to start with something we used to talk about almost every episode back in the beginning of the ATMSP podcast time, which is it should be in your contract. Even if you're not going to travel, it should be in your contract. Because what's going to happen is someone's going to ask you for your travel. It's in your contract. And then you don't have to worry about it because it's in your contract. You see where I'm going with this, folks?
I totally 100% agree. Right?
Yeah.
But I think the question most often comes of how do you calculate this? I think that's what a lot of people struggle with. And there are a lot of great answers in this.
Right? I can tell you what we did.
Please.
Economy flight plus hotel plus $50 per diem for food plus day rate. So like one is your travel cost and one is your work rate. So like your travel was economy, and I would always charge economy and then upgrade. I'd never charge my clients my upgraded flight unless it was like a last minute emergency kind of situation. If you were like, can you get to Florida by tomorrow? Yeah, it's going to cost you a lot of money. I don't care. Whatever, fine. But like if it's a planned thing, economy, hotel. And to be honest, all of you should have a hotel and airline credit card for your business. So make sure you're using those and like racking some points. I say $50 per diem for food. That part may vary. And if you need a car or Uber, you know, all of that should be laid out in your contract pretty easily. And then you calculate all that. Then comes your day rate, right? And if you're going to charge a day rate, please realize that you need to be there from 9 to 4, 9 to 5 to quantify that day rate. So a great example is this client who we're moving this data for. We quoted them for 5 days of my guy being on site. He was only there for 4, but what we didn't think about when we quoted it was how much work I was going to be doing in the back end. So we just made it a 4-day rate and then a 1-day Justin's time adjusted for and made it the value of the day rate. So the quote still matched up. So they weren't like, well, Kyle wasn't really here for 5 days. He was only here for 4, you know. But you should separate the two items because I think a lot of people try to make it all one big thing. And again, this is not the time for hiding fees. This is 100% transparency here when you're talking to your clients. I would also ask your client if they have a preferred hotel that maybe they do work with. So like my client who's in Miami, when I used to go pre-COVID, I used to go down there once a month. They had a hotel across the street because they had so many people coming to their office. They had a better rate at that hotel. So I would book the hotel using my credit card, and then I would charge them for the amount, but they knew what it was going to be because I was already getting a discounted rate, right? So like talk to your client about it and make sure that they understand and be clear with them. If you quote them for 4 days and you're only there for 2 and you want to get out early, that's on you because you're changing the plan. And so you can cut them back the day rate, but then you don't get to charge them for the flight change.
Right.
Unless it was pre-established, hey, I'm coming down, I'm scheduling you for 4, but if it takes 2 and I can get done in 2, please note that there will be changes and those will be adjusted for. And your client needs to sign off on that firsthand. But that's kind of the way I would do it. Clients should be paying 100% of your travel unless there's some crazy circumstances involved.
Yeah. There's a key piece that you mentioned, I agree with, but you kind of just, because you and I probably think, we think a lot alike when it comes to some things like this, but it may not be obvious to other people. And that is, you quote the client ahead of time. Yeah. Like, you've already looked up what the flight's going to be. You've already looked up what the hotel's going to be, so that you can give them an accurate, even if it's still a quote, it's still an estimate of what that's going to cost, right? So that it's not a surprise to them. And that, I think, is a very important piece, because surprises don't go over well.
Right. They never do. They never do. So, I mean, I think that's a solid question by Nate, and I do like the answers that are coming up, and they're pretty much on point with what we're saying, but for anyone who missed it, but like, the travel part is not where you're making your money. You're not trying to make your money by like gouging their airline. You're not charging them to fly first on, you know, Singapore Airlines Comfort, unless they're flying you to Japan. If they're flying you to Japan from the US, that's a different story, right? But like, you know, use discretion, and then you get them on the labor side, because your day rate doesn't have to equate your hourly times eight. It can be whatever you want it to be, because you could easily say, well, you know, if let's say your hourly is 150, right? 150 times eight is $1,200. But you're not able to help your other clients during that time. So they should be paying more than that $150 per hour. They should be you should probably charge them double for your day rate.
It's that exclusivity, right?
Exclusivity, yeah.
They can only work on that one client when they're traveling. So,
well, you know what's funny about that though? So that client who I used to go to in Miami, the old CFO, somebody in the office, I'm not going to say who, had told him that I was taking a call with another client while I was down there. And he did not like the fact that I was talking to other clients while he was paying for my time. And I said, okay, no problem. And I was like, someone just called me. It took me 15 minutes, but what I'll do is I'll tack on the 15 minutes at the end of my day to make up for it. And he goes, okay, great. My day ended at 5. It's now 7:00. I'm still in their office. So I've now gone past 5:15. I'm 5:15 to 7. I'm still there working on other things. And he's still there. And he comes in and goes, what are you doing here? I was like, well, so-and-so didn't do X, Y, and Z. So I'm making up for all of that stuff. And he's like, oh, cool, cool, cool. Thanks so much. And I go, but by the way, I didn't charge you for the 15-minute call because I bumped it on the end. But I've been here since past that time. So I need to charge you time and a half for all the extra time I'm here. And he goes, you're joking, right? And I go, well, how serious were you about me not taking a phone call for 15 minutes on my lunch break to other people? He goes, this is why I like you. And I was like, I'm going to go now. And he's like, thanks. And he realized that like he shouldn't have nagged me on the 15-minute thing, because I was going to bite him back on it later. But I had a good relationship with this person.
Yeah.
So it like worked out. Like, you can't pull that ish with a lot of people. But like, no, you got to feel that out for that part of the relationship.
But still, got to love working for CFOs.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll end it there. I know it was a short one today, but you know. I did like this question. I wanted to talk about it a little bit. I wanted to just get some stuff out. So a couple, just last piece, housekeeping. So join facebook.com/group/allthingsMSP, obviously. If you're an MSP and you want to learn a little bit more about business, check out ACES Conference, acesconf.com for details. That conference is coming up real fast. It's less than 60 days away. Eric's going to be there. You're on that side, according to this. Eric's going to be there. ATMSP is hosting our dinner in between the two shows. We're talking about marketing. We're talking about management. We have a professional. We have an Olympian who used to work at the Pentagon, who also trains with the Basketball Wives, talking about performance anxiety. We have a world record skydiver coming and talking about courage and accountability. We have a bunch of IT professionals coming in talking about what they did wrong in their MSP. We have a bunch of IT professionals coming in talking about commanding the room, all these different things. We have a marketing and a branding person coming. We have amazing stuff. Plus, we have a boatload of sponsors who are not sponsoring AT EMSP, so I'm not going to mention them. But They're going to be there. Oh, actually, SuperOps will be there. So SuperOps plays on both sides. SuperOps will be there. So a lot of stuff happening. AcesConf, AcesConf.com. Go get your tickets today. And I think we have a coupon code called ATMSP, which I think gets you 10% off. So check that out. Follow us on youtube.com/@allthingsMSP. Do the survey in our group. This way, Eric has more information about you because, hey, look, Alexa already has it. So why can't Eric? And that's it for us for a very short, quick, self-serving episode. Like I said, it's a filler. That's it. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow us on Facebook, but better yet, go ahead and join the Facebook group. You can also follow us on Instagram if that's your thing. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at AllThingsMSP to catch us in all of our video glory. And last but certainly not least, if LinkedIn is your thing, you can follow us there as well. And a special thank you to our premier sponsors, SuperOps, MoveBot, Gozinta, EasyDMark, and ComTech. And we also want to thank our vendor sponsors. The All Things MSP podcast is a BizPow LLC production.